Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Marcy. You're listening to Your Network of Praise. Okay, Dave has tasked me. He said, okay, I need you to go to track down the artists that we don't normally get to hear from and get to know them a little better. And I took on that role. I said, okay. And I found everybody. I'm so excited. I found Cody Carnes. Woohoo! Thank you so much for joining me here.
It is so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes. We love your music. We love your wife's music as well. We play, it's like your family is a part of our family, so we're happy to have you here. So right off the bat, just to get to know you, this is a very important, Cody. Like, there's camps at our station, so we need to know what camp you're in here. Are you camp coffee or tea?
Oh, coffee all the way, 100%.
We'll hang. It's fine. We're good then. Okay. So I know you're from the South, originally Texas, and now in Tennessee. So what's your? I'd love to hear your go-to barbecue item.
Ooh, yeah. That. See, here's. I'm gonna get myself in trouble here because brisket, obviously, that's Texas. But I actually really love Kansas City barbecue, which is that's just sinful to say when you're from Texas. But Kansas City burnt ends. There's just nothing like them. Nothing like them.
You're making me hungry, and it's and it's fine. We don't air there, so they won't ever know. They'll never. Nobody's listening there. It's fine. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ooh, I'm a butter pecan guy. A little deep cut there. But yeah, for sure, that would be the go-to.
Okay, awesome. And so I know you're a dad. You got the two boys at home.
Yeah.
I have a son too. He's 15.
Okay.
He just sent me pictures while I was here of his first car that he bought.
Oh, wow.
It's a VW Baja. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's weird looking. I don't know, but it made me curious about him. Honestly, you really get to know somebody by their first car. What was your first car?
Ooh, my first car was a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Ooh.
It was gold.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good. It was very faithful to me for a long time. It was great.
That's all you ask for in the first car. That's literally it. And what is it like in your house? What is your role as dad? Like, what does that look like in your household? What do you do?
I mean, our kids homeschool, so dad often looks like getting up, making sure they eat breakfast or trying my best to get them to eat breakfast, doing school. It's drum instructor with my 4-year-old who's learning how to play drums, or golf instructor. I'm getting the whole family into golf now, which is great. And but yeah, I mean, we love it. Our boys are with us all the time basically now, and it's the best. It's really the best.
Yes, we have a huge homeschooling community in our listening area, so that's I love that. I got to hear this new song coming down the pipe, Firm Foundation. And I loved what you were saying. I'll let you get into it. You do it better justice than I will. But basically, you brought out a scripture verse from David of command my soul to worship, even when you're in this moment of chaos. So if you wouldn't mind speaking to that, I would love to hear you say it.
Yes. So Firm Foundation, I started writing it. I was on the brink of a panic attack. And I woke up one morning and I started getting the idea for the song, and as I'm working on it and writing it, I felt like the Lord said, you're going to sing your way out of this today. And I said, okay. And so I finished the verse and the chorus of the song, and as I'm singing it down into my phone to remember it, I watched the atmosphere of chaos and anxiety flip on its head into confidence and faith and peace and joy, and really just the power of declaring the word of God. And so, you know, I've now seen that, you know, happen in rooms where I've led the song, it happening for other people. I think when you have moments with Jesus while you're writing songs, those moments get locked up in those songs, mm-hmm. and people are invited into similar moments with Jesus. So my prayer is that this song, it invites people into that moment with Jesus of really, like the song says, joy in chaos, peace that makes no sense, just the joy and the peace and the hope that Jesus offers in the midst of any situation.
Yes. Who has he made you sensitive to? Who does your heart like notice and focus on more often?
Oh, man. I mean, I love, it's so special to get to create these songs and then to travel around and go from place to place and see people that they're impacting. Because, you know, like I said, I'm writing a song in a room by myself or with a couple friends, and you never know what's going to happen. And I'm having a moment with Jesus. And then it's so incredible to see that God is inviting people into these similar moments, and you get to go experience them with you know, with people, and there's just nothing like it. I love hearing every story. People always say, I know you hear this all the time, but, you know, X, Y, and Z, and I'm like, it's so special every time that I could be a part of God meeting somebody, you know, and God speaking to someone through a song. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's so great. I love that because it's like... you have to be brave in these moments. You know God, you're asking God to work through you to do that music, but then you have to actually release that music. To me, that's petrifying, Cody. That's petrifying. So thank you for being brave and doing that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very vulnerable. It is. It's like you're releasing something and it's like, I think of it like my kids will draw me a picture and it's a scribble picture. And when they give it to me, they're obviously so proud and I'm so proud as their dad. I'm just, it doesn't look better how it looks, but it often feels like I'm showing the world my scribble picture, and please don't tell me you don't like it, even if you don't, because it's my scribble picture and it's the best offering I have at this moment. So yeah, it's very vulnerable, but fun.
That's actually a great illustration. Like, I totally understand what you're saying there. Okay, I love that your album is called God is Good. I just also would love for you to just speak a word of encouragement to those, because I almost say, for those who are dealing with anxiety, depression, and grief, and it almost feels like all of us right now. So truly, just with that heart of knowing that people are struggling right now, my heart's for young people. I definitely have a calling towards outreaching to teens who don't know Christ yet, you know, and there seems to be a lot of confusion there and that kind of thing. I would just love to hear a word of encouragement from you to our listeners who are dealing with that anxiety, depression. Like, what would you say to those people?
Yeah, it's so hard, and there's so many opportunities now to believe things that will lead you down those roads of fear and anxiety. And it really is, I think, what is your perspective of God, I would ask. And the way that you get the correct perspective of God, the truth of God, is the Word of God. And so the more you ingest of the truth of God, the more your perspective will align with the truth, which the truth is that He's good, you know? And but it really is all about, like, how I see God. Like, my dad passed away a year and a half ago, and, you know, obviously it's the hardest, darkest moment of my life, and hardest moment. And I had a choice in that moment how I saw God. I could see Him as someone who could have done more and didn't, and so now I'm disappointed and I'm bitter. Or I could see Him as a God who comes close and is near to the brokenhearted, like Psalm says, and who comforts. And that's the God that I saw. And I've actually never experienced the goodness of God and the richness of His presence like I have in the darkest moment of my life. So it's this juxtaposition. And that really, the God is good, that's where that came out of. I wrote a song called Good a month after that, just because I realized, wow, you're so good in this moment. And I would never want to go through that kind of tragic thing, but I also wouldn't trade the experience with the presence of God that I had in that moment. If my perspective would have been, God, you could have done more, and I'm shaking my fist at you, God can handle that. He's not mad if we have those responses, right? But I would have been stolen from the truth of the experience, which is that God was close and that He loved me. And you know, it talks about Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus. The Bible tells us about that. And that story is so fascinating because He had all the power to save him, but He hadn't yet. And it didn't look the way that they thought it would look. And He wept at the brokenness of the world, at the effect of sin, you know. And so God is the God who weeps with us. And so your perspective has to be right. And the way you get it, just ingest the Word of God to form that.
I love that. First of all, I can relate to what you're saying, because I lost my brother like 7 years ago, and same thing, that same, like, you know, he can handle that anger and those, like, what is happening? Why did you do this? Yeah. But was able to mature in faith-wise because of that moment. I wouldn't have asked for it, but I get it, you know, like, it definitely was, he still refined me through it. Yeah. I'm asking the people I get to hang out with, you're in the music industry. We listen to your music. We love your music, okay? Who are you? Who do you love? Who are you listening to?
I listen to all kinds of music. I mean, in the worship space, the record I'm really hooked on right now is Jeremy Riddle's Live in the Prayer Room record. Not Worship Space. I really love the new Jonas Brothers album. No lie. I love the producer that produced it, John Bellion. I'm a big fan. So, yeah, that's the record I'm hooked on otherwise. And I love a band called Surfaces as well, which is just fun pop music. It's good go-to. That's my golf course music I put on Surfaces.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me and allowing us to get to know you a little bit better. We are so grateful to have you as a part of our song rotation, and the heart behind your music is just awesome, so it's good to hear it.
Thank you for supporting it. Thank you for playing it, and much love to everybody listening. Hope to come to Montana soon, or wherever you are, the northwest side of the country. Yeah, we got to get up there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining me, Cody. You'll hear his latest song, Firm Foundation, which he talked about in this podcast, from his album with the same name, here on Your Network of Praise. Also, if you're a fan of awesome worship music, head to his website, CodyCarnes.com, and check out his new album, God is Good, which, by the way, is currently nominated for a Dove Award for Worship Album of the Year. It's available on all your favorite streaming services and, again, on CodyCarnes.com.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.